Welcome back to Listener's Guide, everybody. This is a series from Big Secret Records, in case you didn't know that. Each season leads you deep into how the label's releases were made with the artists who made them. I'm Andrew Jones, nice to meet you. I'm the owner and operator of Big Secret Records, and I'm talking to you from the label's home base in Portland, Oregon. Welcome, everyone, to the Pacific Northwest. You're listening to How Good American Songbook by Bob Cummins Jr. was made. In this episode, we're talking about the song Many Times Before, one of my faves from the record. This discussion includes a deep dive on hard mode songwriting, also known as melody first songwriting. I don't think anyone calls it that, I'm just saying that right now. But that's what it is, that's what I heard. We're also talking about the Zombies, that's the band, not the demographic, and Super Mario yet again, and synth scat patches, which is just another Mario thing. So I hope you dig conversations about Koji Kondo, Super Mario music, and listening to clips on how we kind of tried to replicate that. Have fun.
This song was an experiment in that I tried writing the melody first and then putting the chords under it, which I had never done for something and have not done since, but I think it turned out all right. turned out okay.
You came back down for me. I swore I would never disappoint you, friend. I know I did.
Definitely one of the most personal and favorite melodies of mine that I've written, and I think it's because it was very deliberate. It was interesting because usually when I write a song, I write the chord progression, then I put a melody over it, and making the melody is like the hardest part of it. But for this, it was like, okay, I have the melody. Now I need to make sure these chords are like great so that the song works.
Yeah, and when we recorded that on a muted stand-up, those chords, like the way that they kind of flow together and how they resolve at the end of some of the lines,
mm-hmm.
it feels like very like nocturne-ish.
My inspirations for this song is The Way I Feel Inside by The Zombies. That song just begins with Colin Blundstone just singing the melody, and there are no chords under it, but you know the key, you know what the changes are just based on how the melody is written. And then halfway through the song, there's a little like church organ that comes in, then it all really clicks. And we didn't do that for this one, but that was at least the kernel of the idea.
And there's this hip-hop element to me with that really heavy beat.
Yeah, that was a pretty last minute thing too, and I felt like I needed some percussion, so I made that little beat, and that one went through a ton of changes before we even got to the studio, just arranging it. And then when we got to actually recording it, that song took a ton of editing too and arranging to, you know, get it right, make it as subtle as it needed to be.
Maybe the thing that we added when we were mixing, I think we added some twinkles. Like the little Super Mario.
Yeah, the like Mario Bros. 3 running thing.
Yeah. We added that, and we had the like it, we used like a Teenage Engineering OP1 for like the little solo.
Right.
There are some parts as the song develops that we're drawing from a lot of different places. Like there's this thing, there's this Prophet 6 sound that I was really trying to replicate Ryuichi Sakamoto with. And then there's this like NES thing happening. Like there's a lot of electronic elements in it without it, with it still being very piano based. I think that's sort of the draw for me for this one.
It's funny, like when we were not necessarily when we were recording, but when we were mixing, I think we heard a lot of video game elements in the music that I maybe had never caught, and spent a lot of the time that we weren't recording listening to video game music, talking video game music.
Yeah. And
the entire time I was in Portland, I was reading your Super Mario Bros. Koji Kondo.
Oh yeah, that
book.
That, yeah, yeah, and it's funny because we just kept talking about different video game music and like finding new soundtracks to share and stuff. And it all just kind of ties back, I think, to your like overall work, because there's that bit in Shakewell that's like this little like coda thing. That sounds to me like Nintendo 64 music at the end of Don't Let the Light In.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That sounds like pause or menu music for like a fighting game or something.
Right, right. Man, I never thought about it that way, but big fan of N64 music.
Or like continue music. That's what it really sounds like.
Yeah. Right, right.
This song, like, we... It might have been the last thing that we tracked in the studio, because
I think it was.
Everything was torn down except for like the two mics on the stand up, and it was kind of late, and it was like, this is the last thing, so let's just do it. And it didn't take you very long. I mean, you were kind of being cautious about like some of your fingering and stuff, right, like that, but it came together pretty quickly, and I don't think we needed to do like any or much editing to it. And yeah, that piano. I mean, this song could be just piano and vocal, but all the little embellishments that we added, I think, really make it. It has a lot of little imps popping up in it.
Right.
Oh, and also on this song, we used a Roland RS5 patch. It's like a jazz.
Oh, right, right. We used the scatting.
Yeah.
Back to scatting.
If you hear like at the very end of the track, yeah, there's more scatting on this. That's funny.
You hear a little.
Yeah, there's a bow, and it kind of shows
the
up
no
a little
name
bit.
Patch.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, that was like something that I felt was kind of intentional, at least like for me being like, no, we should use this patch because like that song can feel kind of heavy.
Yeah.
But that sort of like it's coming out of the twinkly. Synth solo part, and coming out of that you start to hear it, like that's when we introduce it, and it's just before the real dark like Prophet sound of that whoa,
right,
whoa. Yeah, like I'm trying to keep like a little bit of a smile in the song, but
exactly,
yeah.
This song, I it was yeah.
There you have it, many times before, all wrapped up, hand-delivered to you to enjoy. You know everything about it now. Why not listen to it, you know? Why not just sit with it and enjoy it and integrate it into your life and share it with your children in the future? Subscribe to the podcast to learn about the rest of Good American Songbook, track by track. Visit BigSecretRecords.com or find the label on Instagram and TikTok to learn more about what's next. Thanks for listening.